Hey, time for you to reach your full potential. Getting into health and fitness, this is what you're missing. Going harder, push it to the limit. Go on a journey with genetics coach, Laura Phillips. Yeah, here to take you to the next level. Been in the health and fitness industry since 07. Working with so many athletes, push it to the limit with world champions, yeah, and some Paralympians. Hey, working from Brisbane to Singapore. We train, we going hard, all out, we keep it raw. Laura Phillips, let's go.
In this week's episode of Real Talk, we strip the live audio from a training I produced on why you still haven't achieved your 2013 goals yet. Oh my goodness gracious me, people can be slow to create change, painfully so. It's not uncommon for me to start working with people who have been insta-stalking me for at least a year, if not three, or four or five. And when they come to me, they have been struggling with the same health and fitness challenges for at least three, if not five, if not 7 years. And this is just human nature to get caught up in life, to get on with things, and to let the important stuff, such as your health and well-being, fall to the wayside. So I wanted to highlight some of the critical errors we are making in our thinking, which are keeping us stuck and preventing us from seeing the changes we would wish to see. I was inspired by the fact it was 1st of July, also being Canada Day. And well, if you are new here, hi, I'm half Canadian. And it got me thinking, it's halfway through the year. The first half of 2013 has flown by. What's in store for the rest of the year is very much up to me and the actions I take. But I don't want you to get to the 1st of January 2024 with the exact same goals you had at the start of 2023, at the start of 2020, and the same goals you had in 2013. So I hope you enjoy these insights. Do, of course, leave us some comments and love below. And I'm always open to suggestions. So let me know what you want to hear about. I want to make sure this podcast stays relevant to you. Be sure to connect with us on the social media handles provided. And I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. So thank you for being here. It's been a hot minute, and chances are you haven't achieved your 2023 goals, let alone your 2013 goals, let alone your 2003 goals. I see all too often people have the same goals every single year. Lose 5 to 10 kilos, lose 5 to 10% body fat, get stronger, get on top of their nutrition, like find a sustainable way to eat, finally get organized, create systematized approach to nutrition, to healthy living. And I just feel like people have the same goals every single year. And, you know, it's more than halfway through the year as it is. It's the 1st of July. Happy Canada Day. I am half Canadian. It's the left half. Thanks for asking. My mom's left-handed. She's Canadian. So, you know, it's the left side of me, which is Canadian. And I really wanted to highlight this because I think a lot of people are just living without any form of intentionality, without purpose, with no real connection to who they are and what they're working towards. And they say these things, they put these nice phrases and words out there because it sounds great, right? Like it sounds ambitious to want to lose 10 kilos. And so we as a society put that on a pedestal and think, oh, that sounds amazing. She wants to lose 10 kilos. He wants to lose 5 kilos. She wants to be able to do 10 pull-ups. She wants to be able to do 10 push-ups. So it sounds great, but a lot of people don't actually give that much of a shit about their goals. They say them because they sound good. They think they should want to lose weight. They think they should want to be stronger. But unless you intrinsically care, you're not going to work towards that. And if you don't believe you can achieve it, you most certainly are not going to. I can promise you that. Our behavior maps back to our belief system. So if your belief system doesn't support you in reaching your goals, no real chance has stood in terms of making those goals a reality. So I wanted to highlight a few things which are probably keeping you stuck in this cycle of having the same goals every 3, 6, 12 months, every 5, 10, 15, 20
Yes, because I don't want you to feel stuck. And I want you to know that you're responsible for your stuckness, which a lot of people don't realize. So what I wanted to highlight was one of the first things that comes to mind when I think about people who are feeling stuck and as though they're not able to create the change they're looking to create is that they put the past version of themselves on a pedestal. So they think that they were better or life was better when they were, you know, when they had their pre-pregnancy body. I hear this all the time from busy working women who have children and they so desperately want their pre-baby body. And that's just not the healthiest goal, can I say that? Because your body changes in every single way, shape, and form in order to bring a new life into this world. Every single cell of you changes in order to create a new life. Why is your pre-pregnancy body better than your current body? Now, it's not to say that you can't, you know, lose a little bit of the quote-unquote mom charm. It's not to say you can't create more definition and get stronger. Of course you can. But your body is just not going to be the same. Your body is also not going to be the same as what it was when you were 16 or 20, when you were in your university days, before you moved overseas, when you were single or you know, were in a relationship, maybe you just had a boyfriend or a girlfriend, before you got married, before life got cray-cray, before you started doing 60-hour work weeks, your lifestyle was different and thus your body was different. It wasn't necessarily better. It was just different, okay? So when we put the past version of ourselves on a pedestal, we stunt our own growth. We don't allow ourselves to grow and expand because everything is always drawn back to the comparison of how things used to be. And so you're in a constant state of rejecting yourself and looking for more opportunities to reject yourself and put yourself down rather than appreciate and celebrate all that you are now and in this moment. And so that is one of the biggest problems I see in the people I work with is they want something from the past, not to say that they can't have it, but when you crave something from the past because you don't appreciate what you have, you end up keeping yourself very, very stuck. Whereas the unstuck version of you appreciates all that you are now in this moment, whilst also being proactive in participating in your own growth. So there's a big difference between resignation and acceptance. And this took me a long time to understand. I used to think that acceptance was going, oh, this is how it is. This is how it will always be. Why should I even bother? Why should I continue to try? Why should I continue to care? Whereas that's actually not what acceptance is. Acceptance is creating a space and a moment of celebration for what you have now, who you are now, and simultaneously creating the space for you to continue to evolve and grow and become even stronger and fitter and faster and healthier and happier and everything else. So I used to think that was a ceiling. It was a cap. It used to cap my potential. But no, acceptance is going, this is me. And me in this moment right now, I am amazing. And I am continuing to learn. I am continuing to grow. I am continuing to work on myself because I value that. But at the same time, I'm not rejecting this current version of me. Okay. This is where a lot of people don't quite understand when they're not able to discern between the two. And resignation is just being like, oh, F it. I am always going to be the heaviest girl in the room, so why bother trying, okay? That is resignation. It's essentially just being the victim of circumstances, failing to take responsibility of the life that you have created, and allowing yourself to be a victim of that, and never really making an effort to affect that or influence that. So that is one big thing I wanted to highlight. The stuck version of you, the version of you who is constantly setting the same goal every single January 1st, is inconsistent with your health and fitness efforts. Another common thing that I see, people are really health conscious Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, drinks with work friends, Saturday, goes out. Maybe you look after the children during the day, maybe you continue into the evening going out with parents of those children and you have one drink and then you have two and then you have three. Maybe you leave the children in the respectable hands of the fathers and then you go out and you have wine and cheese boards and what have you. Sunday, why not continue where you left off on Saturday? And same thing. So the stock version of you is only consistent Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Anything goes. Why? Because you quote unquote behaved yourself for half the week, slightly more than half the week. you feel perfectly justified in abusing your body for the last 3 days of every single week. You know, that's 52 weeks a year times 3 days. That's a good portion of the year that you are not treating yourself so well. You ought to treat your body like a temple, not a trash can. So the unstuck version of you is consistently prioritizing your health and fitness 7 days a week, not four, and is able to exercise and focus on nutrition almost every single day of the year, and observes a healthy mindset 95% of the time, okay? So if I have, let's say, 21 meals a week, 3 times 7, 21. If I'm going to be adherent for 19 of those meals, I'm essentially adherent 90% of the time. Your results reflect how, quote unquote, adherent you are. If you are adherent 50% of the time, your results reflect that. That shouldn't shock or surprise anybody. If you want outstanding results, you have to be outstandingly consistent and adherent to the plan. Now, don't get me wrong, you should be deliberate in having food that is not so macro friendly. You should be deliberate in having food which is not so calorie controlled. And that is maybe for the sake of taste and flavor rather than for nutrients some of the time. But you can't be doing that 50% of the time, 60% of the time, 70, 80, 90% of the time, and expecting to see consistent drop on the scales. That just doesn't add up. I mean, I shouldn't have to explain that. That just doesn't add up. Okay. It's kind of like if you study for an exam and if you study 2 nights a week, your results will reflect that. If you study 4 times a week, your results will reflect that. If you study 6 nights a week, your results reflect that. So health and fitness is not really that different. If you are going to have 10 meals out a week, if you're going to eat lunch out every day of the week and not put much thought into it, don't be surprised that you're still 10 kilos heavier than what you want to be. Guys, like, please, that's just obvious. On to my next point. Oh my gosh, people keep themselves stuck because they keep other people dependent on them, because it makes them feel useful. It makes them feel like they are contributing something to the world. They keep other people stuck by keeping them disempowered. I'll give you an example. I once had a client and she had a qualm about getting to training the next morning because her husband had to get her son onto the bus. She wasn't sure if her husband could do that. I said, well, there's only one way he's going to figure it out. So I'll see you tomorrow at 6. She made it to training. You know, often we come up with ridiculous excuses because we don't ask other people to grow. And when we don't ask other people to grow, we also do not grow. Whereas when you invite other people to grow with you and evolve with you, then suddenly your bandwidth and your capacity to do more things also expands in relation to that. So we get accustomed to living life the same way, having the same routines, having the same people be dependent on us, and depending on the same people for the same things as well. But that's a great way to stay exactly where you are. If you are constantly asking everyone else around you to stay where they are, and you'll attend to them, and you'll drop everything for them, and you'll accommodate for them, you're not actually helping anyone, because those people are not becoming more independent, and those people are learning that it's okay for them to not have to change. And it's okay for them to not have to expand. And it's okay for them to not have to grow and develop more skills and become more confident. And I am not here for that. If you're not willing to grow, I can't help you. And I will not be held where I am. I better not recognize myself in 10 years because I should have grown so much. And in fact, if I look back to who I was 10 years ago, I almost have no clue who that person was because I have grown so much. So when you encounter that fork in the road of almost repeating the same patterns of letting other people depend on you and having to do everything for everyone else, making other people's school lunches, making dinner for other people, putting other people on the school bus, waking other people up when they have an alarm on their iPod or phone, when you are about to do what you've always done, ask yourself if you want to continue to do that, if you want to have people continue to rely on you when they don't have to. Not being able to rely on someone to get your child on a school bus and their child on a school bus, to me, is absolutely insufficient as a reason to not prioritize your health and fitness. And what you're doing is you're teaching a child that they can't rely on their father And what you're teaching the father is that it's okay for him to be incompetent. And that is absolute BS, my friends. Not okay with that. So we have to put that full stop in our thoughts somewhere. We have to punctuate our thoughts, reflect, and go, is this pattern serving me or is it keeping me stuck? And do I want to be stuck or do I want to get unstuck? Do I want to have the same goals next year? Do I want to feel like I'm making progress towards them? Or do I want to, you know, just stay where I am? People usually stay where they are because it's comfortable and it's familiar. And we even default to discomfort that is familiar. We would rather go back to the same trauma, having experienced it before, because that's more comfortable than going to unfamiliar trauma, okay? The stuck version of you blames traffic for being late. Who the hell blames traffic? I mean, if you're an adult, you shouldn't be blaming traffic for anything. You should know how long it takes you to get from A to B. You should know how long it takes you to order a taxi, how likely it is that the train is not gonna work today. Like, you should know that. You should have that plan out. You should know what days of the week are busier, what days of the week school goes on holidays. This is just a very simple thing. I know someone is not serious when they want to blame traffic. That's just it. Full stop. The person who makes progress and gets results and continues to make results is extra prepared. So they have their workout clothes laid out a day in advance. They have their breakfast pre-portioned out, weighed out, pre-organized. They have all their work clothes pre-prepared in their bag. They have extra hair ties. Oh my God, I have so many hair ties in my bag. Don't even get me started. They have chargers in case their device runs out of battery. They have all these backup plans and contingencies in place so that there is no option but for them to succeed. They can't not succeed because they have gone to such lengths to ensure that they do succeed. The people who are not getting anywhere react to anything and everything. Every single message, email, phone call, it's a constant state of reaction, dog chasing its tail. And you can't get anywhere if you're not planning. If you want to make progress, you have to plan. What do they say? If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. It is so true. Health and fitness is no different. If you had a report that you had to prepare for work, you would not be doing that 12 hours in advance. You would be giving yourself as much time as possible to coordinate with all of the relevant colleagues, different industries, different professionals, different parts of the world. You would have that all mapped out in advance. You wouldn't just be waking up on Thursday morning trying to get it ready for Friday. Health and fitness is no different. You have a day to meal prep, or you have 2 days to meal prep. You order groceries on the same day of each week. You have your favorite items from your grocery store already starred or marked as a favorite so it's easy to find. You have a contingency so you know that your groceries can be left at the door for 2 hours if you can't get home immediately when they're delivered. You know, like, people should think this stuff through, not just go, oh my God, look, I have no groceries. What am I going to eat? I'll just order whatever off whatever platform suits me. No. Well, that's how you don't get progress. That's how you don't get results. That's how you go nowhere. And that shouldn't surprise you, right? Again, if you wanted to do well at riding a bike, you wouldn't just do it once when you felt like it. You would plan. You would set aside half an hour on a Tuesday afternoon after you finish your homework to go outside and practice. And probably again on Thursday. And then on Friday, maybe you go for a longer bike ride. Same principle. So the people who make progress make time to plan and they are prepared. That should surprise absolutely zero people. The stuck version of you binge eats and then restricts foods and deprives themselves of all the foods that they enjoy as a form of punishment. When we operate in extremes, extremes kill dreams. I say this all the time. Extremes kill dreams. You can't make progress when you're inconsistent with your behavior. If one day you treat your body like a temple, you wake up and you have your lemon water, not that I'm advising you should do that, by the way, but you know, and then you have your poached eggs, and then for lunch you have some organic quinoa, kale, tempeh, tofu, flipping salad, and then for dinner you have some lean chicken thing with zucchini noodles, I don't know, and then the next day, like, oh my God, I feel like something sweet and I haven't had anything sweet in about 3 days. I'm just going to eat every sweet thing I can find. Boom, there goes all your progress. Okay. You cannot make progress when you operate in extremes. Extremes kill dreams. The stuck version of you who has the same goals as what you had 6 months ago, 1 year ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, and probably 10 years ago is operating in polar opposites. When you go from all the clean food, all the quote unquote healthy food, and all of the very, very delicious food with low nutrient quality, low nutrient density, to all of the super delicious food. And that makes it really hard for the body to ascertain how much energy it's going to get, when it's going to get it. It doesn't like that unpredictability. The body does really well when it has a homeostasis, when there's predictability, when it knows how much energy it's getting and when, how much energy it's going to get before exercise, if that energy is going to be replenished after exercise, if you're going to hydrate that body, because most of us are chronically dehydrated. That's what the body likes. That's what the body appreciates. The body likes when it gets enough nutrients to perform well, cognitively, physically, like you name it. The body likes that. That's when it can thrive. The body does not do so well when you don't give it what it needs, of course. And when you, again, operate in extremes, because then the body's going to be like, well, I don't know if I should let you lose weight because you may not eat for 3 days. Or you might have 2 protein cookies today and maybe you'll only have juice because you've decided to go on a juice detox for the next 3 days. And so should I really let go of this weight? Should I really let go of this body fat? I don't know. I don't know if you're going to go for a 10-kilometer run tomorrow because you might decide to do that even though you're on a juice cleanse. And that's a terrible idea, by the way. So, you know, just stop being such an asshole to your body. You should be kind to it. When you treat it like a temple, it will reward you. You will get results. You do not serve anybody and you cannot get tangible progress when you treat your body like a trash can. That should not surprise anyone, okay? That just shouldn't surprise anyone. Treat your body like a temple, not a trash can. Then get really good at being consistent in treating your body like a temple instead of a trash can and see what happens. And when I say consistent, I mean like 3 months as a starting point, and then try and get to 6 months, and then get to a year, and then get to 2 years. Most people don't start to see the body that they are working towards until they've been consistent for 2 years. No joke. Like, honestly, it takes about 2 years for people to start to see what they think they would see in 12 weeks. No, it takes a lot more like 2 years as a starting point. And what I also see is January 1st or 2nd, because a lot of people are still hungover on January 1st, is that people set ridiculously high goals and expectations of themselves, usually more ambitious than what they set the year before, not as a means to better themselves, but again, as a means of punishing themselves. They look to prove that they cannot get to where they want to be. And so it may have started off as a goal to run 5 kilometers. Let's say this was 2015, and then they didn't. And then 2016, it's like, okay, well, this year I'm going to run 8 kilometers. I'm going to do that standard chartered run. I'm going to run 8 kilometers. And then they don't do that. And so then the year after, they're like, okay, well, I didn't do 8 last year. I didn't do 5 the year before. So this year I'm going to run 10 kilometers. And every single year that they don't reach that goal, the bar gets set higher and it gets further away. We don't get closer to reaching our goals by setting higher goals. You're just increasing the distance between you and the goal. What you need to do to get closer to the goal is understand what patterns of behavior are conducive to getting closer. So for example, if I'm looking to grow my social media following, I know I need to go live 2 times a week. I need to post 3 to 4 stories a day. I need to post every single day. Well, I mean, I try to, okay, at least 5 times a week, but I try to post every day. I know that if I do those things, and if I engage with my followers, if I reach out to them in the DMs, if I start meaningful conversations with them, then that is conducive to growing my following. If you want to get leaner, what do you need to do? You need to understand how many calories you need to consume each day. How many calories of that should be made up of protein? How many calories of that should be made up of fat? How many calories of that should be made up of carbohydrates? When is the best time to be consuming carbohydrates? Of that equation, which foods, food groups digest well for you? Not everyone can digest gluten. Not everyone can digest wheat products. Not everyone is lactose tolerant. Not everyone digests grains well. How can you actually lose body fat if you can't answer those questions? You can't. Not sustainably. And not without drastic action. And drastic action is not sustainable. So, you know, there's that. It's very, very easy to reverse engineer when you know what the end goal is. A lot of you just don't know what the end goal is. A lot of you just set obnoxiously high goals just for the sake of it because it sounds cute, and you use it as a form of punishment and a means to prove to yourself you're not going to actually get there. You don't set goals with the intention of getting closer. You don't set goals with the intention of trying to make progress and work towards your goal every single day. Most people are not in that situation. No. If you are really connected to your goal and if you really want to make progress, you will be able to identify exactly what you need to do every single day, every single week, every single month, every single quarter. And you will be working on building habits that include all of those things. And you'll be getting good at doing those things on a regular basis. How many people are doing that? Not many, if any. So to get to where you want to be, write down, what do you need to do every single day? What do you need to do every single week? What do you need to do every single month? What do you need to do every single quarter to better your health and fitness? If you can't answer that, probably not setting goals from a place of intention. You're probably just setting them from a place of reaction. And that's never a great place to operate from. Typically speaking, the stuck version of you, who has the same goals as what you had in 2013, has a low opinion of yourself and is attached to suffering and somewhat enjoys playing the victim card. And that's why you're not moving the needle on your health and fitness goals. Whereas the unstuck version of you knows what you bring to the table, is able to forgive yourself for any hiccups that happen along the way, knowing that you are human and you're immersing yourself in this journey of creating progress. What do I mean by that? Okay, this is my 12th consecutive year of training or thereabouts. There's been hiccups along the way. I was sick on Monday. I was horizontal most of Monday. Okay, that happens. I'm human. It doesn't take away from all that I've achieved. It doesn't mean that I'm not as strong as what I was before Monday. It doesn't mean that I'm less fit or less nourished than what I was on Monday. It doesn't mean that I'm less capable. It was just a hiccup. It was like a teeny tiny blip. I was sick for one day. That's all it is. 2014, I had an Achilles tendon and plantar fascia tear. It took months to recover, but I still continued. There's one thing to have something come up and use that as an excuse and let it take away from your journey. It's another thing to acknowledge that there's a hiccup and continue irrespective of the hiccup. Which category do you put yourself into? Are you the person who's like, oh, look, it's raining. Oh, I can't go for a run outside. I guess I just won't run today. Or are you the person who goes, it's raining outside. I'm going to go for a walk in my basement. Or I'm going to go to my condo gym and go for a run on the treadmill. The person who has a lot of self-belief, who backs themselves, who's their number one cheerleader, who has a high opinion of themselves, is going to find a way to work around these things instead of using it as a reason to not achieve what they want to achieve. And if you want to get better at believing in yourself, the best way to do that is to practice. You cannot get better at believing in yourself without practicing. If you are good at doubting yourself, it's because you've practiced doubting yourself. It's because your eye is always turned to your shortcomings. You've developed a great filter for looking at things that you can't do or that you don't do or where you let yourself down. If that is what you've trained your eye to see, you don't stand much of a chance of actually noticing when you've made progress. Chances are, you've made more progress than you realize. Chances are you already have a lot of the skills necessary to get somewhere with your health and fitness, to make more progress, to build on what you've already built. But if you have trained yourself to see the negative, to see shortcomings, pitfalls, quote unquote failures, then again, you're going to continue to get stuck in your own way. If you want to get better at believing in yourself, how do you do that? You practice. You let yourself see the good in you. And a lot of people don't do that. A lot of people will not let themselves see how good they are doing. They will not let themselves celebrate small celebrations, quote unquote, small celebrations, because apparently they're not significant enough. Apparently we only get to celebrate when we've decided that something is worth celebrating, which I think is absolute BS, because some days, turning up is worth celebrating. That was me yesterday. I was not well on Monday. I was horizontal most of Monday. Not great. Felt ill. Not in a good state. So my leg training got moved to Tuesday. Tuesday training was hard. Super out of breath. Super feverish. And I just did what I could. I managed to squat 115 for 2 reps. I would normally do 5 or 6. I take it. Yesterday was all about turning up because turning up was flipping hard.
Okay.
That is okay. It's okay to celebrate small things because sometimes the small things feel like a big thing. That felt insurmountable yesterday, but I did it. Yesterday was not about performance. It was not about doing personal bests. It was about just getting through the damn workout. When people succeed, it's because they allow themselves to get out of their own way. They allow themselves to see quote unquote small victories. They allow themselves to be proud of themselves. They don't look for permission to celebrate that. They're not looking to someone else to be like, is it okay that I get excited about that? Is it okay that I celebrate that? Is that too much to brag about? Like, forget it. If you're proud, be proud. That's great. That's fine. If you are only ever celebrating turning up, you're probably not going to get anywhere. That's worth mentioning. Okay. So if that's all you're celebrating, and if that's what you're celebrating every single time, then you're probably not going to get somewhere. You do have to get somewhere and actually push yourself. Okay. But it is okay to let yourself be nice to yourself and create those moments of celebration. I hope that makes sense. I hope you found that useful. I hope you understand that you are in charge of how stuck you are. And that really is a choice. The people who make progress realize that they are in control of that and they get to influence that and they get to have a say about how stuck or unstuck they are. The attitude that got you to where you are today is not going to serve you moving forwards. The perspective that got you to where you are today is not going to get you to the next point. If you've always stayed comfortable with how much time and money you invest into your health and fitness, guess what? You're going to have to get uncomfortable to get your health and fitness to the next point. And that is the damn truth. It's the same in business. You always put the same amount of time and investment into business, that will be reflected in your outcomes. If you want to get to the next level, you're going to have to find someone who's more experienced. Guess what experience comes with? Investment. People who put time and energy into educating themselves, they definitely charge a higher price than they should, okay? You're not going to get to where you want to be by spending another $27 on another flipping ebook. If that would have worked by now, you wouldn't be watching this. Like, hello, come on, think about it. If that was the solution, it would have solved your problem by now. If you're not getting the results you want, it's because you're not putting in the right effort, the right investment. You're not being consistent enough. You haven't changed your mindset. Chances are it's not a lack of knowledge. It's a lack of perspective. Very rarely in this day and age is it lack of information. People are not short of information. Hello, Google has thousands upon hundreds of thousands upon millions of search pages and results on nutrition, diet, fitness, and they, to an extent, they probably all work. Do you know, I mean, there's nothing revolutionary, if that's a word, about a diet. A diet is just a fancy way of saying caloric deficit, but done differently. If you create a caloric deficit because you restrict carbs, we call that keto. If you restrict calories because you eat like a caveman, you know, we might call that the paleo diet. If you restrict calories because all you eat is meat, we might refer to that as the carnivore diet. There's so many different ways to create a caloric deficit. And lifting weights and getting stronger is not that overly scientific either. It's called progressive overload. So it's not a lack of information in 99.9% of instances. No, it's lack of application. Why are you not applying this information? Because you have shiny object syndrome. Why do you have shiny object syndrome? Because you can't be consistent. Why can't you be consistent? Because you can't sit in the discomfort of the criticism and judgment you have towards yourself for being this shape and weight and size. That is why. Why can you not do that? Because your belief system is not allowing you to unlock the next levels and layers to your potential. Your belief system is keeping you where you are. How do you move through that? You, again, comes back to sitting in discomfort, exploring those thoughts which are holding you back, exploring those feelings which are keeping you stuck, until you work with someone who can create that space for you and guide those thoughts and guide those feelings. Then just don't expect anything to change, basically. I mean, I'm not here to be a negative Nelly, but that's what I've observed over my 15 years in this industry. People are their own worst enemies. They keep themselves stuck. They stay comfortable and they let fear overcome their potential progress. Again, because we still default to trauma that is comfortable and familiar. We would rather continue to be 10 kilos overweight because we know how that feels. And it's not nice, but it's familiar. So we know how to do that. We know how to change our behavior to still get by. If we're 10 kilos overweight, maybe we start becoming really funny so that at least people appreciate our humor and are less focused on our size. You know, humans are interesting like that. We always find ways to adapt and accommodate and change so that we feel more accepted by those around us. At the end of the day, until you confront the discomfort, nothing changes because your behaviors can't change. And if your behaviors don't change, your habits certainly don't change because your habits are just repeated behaviors. So I hope that sheds some light with regards to why you might have the same goals that you did 5 years ago and potentially 10 years ago. I notice people tend to have the same goals year after year, and it's more than halfway through 2023. The year has gone by so quickly, even for myself, and I want people to actually see this year out having gotten some traction. The only way to get traction is to do what you're not doing, which again is confronting the uncomfortable. So I will leave that with you. This will be turned into a podcast. If you would like my high performance game plan, which is how I dive deep with my own clients in creating these changes, it explains all of that in video format. If you want a copy, leave me your email, reach out to me directly on Instagram at Team Laura Phillips, PHILLIPS. If you're watching this on Facebook, you can just leave your email or reach out to me directly in the DMs. And what other platforms are here? Twitter, same thing. LinkedIn, same thing. Reach out to me directly. If you're on Insta, just send me a DM so that I can receive your email address, send you the high performance game plan. Again, I go over the four pillars I use to help my clients create transformations. And I look forward to seeing you in the next live training. Thank you for watching.
Guys, that's it. That's a wrap. That's all we've got time for. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Real Talk with your gal pal. That's me, Laura Rogers. Please be sure to leave us a review, give us your feedback on what else you would like me to talk about. I always want to deliver content on things that excite you and that are going to benefit you in your health and fitness journey. So do give us a review. Before you forget, I know you're busy. I got to run off and record another episode. Do check us out on the other social media platforms listed below as well, because you might just like what you see or hear there. So, you know, be sure to do that. I look forward to catching up with you in the next episode. And again, please leave us a review. Let us know your thoughts. It would mean the absolute world to me. Stay healthy. And I'll see you in the next one.